Exercise 3A, page 34. Speaker 1.
Everyone in my neighbourhood was becoming concerned with the number of break-ins we were having. I remember three houses in my street were broken into in 1 week. Most of the burglaries were happening during the day when people were at work. I was working night shifts then, so I proposed to my neighbours that we start a neighbourhood watch scheme. I would keep a lookout for any unusual activity during the day along with other neighbours who were home, and in the evening my neighbours would be able to keep an eye on the neighbourhood. It was a real community-based effort, and it actually worked really well. Everyone feels a lot safer in their homes now, which is really important.
Speaker 2.
When I was young, my side of town used to be a peaceful and friendly place. But then, a lot of the industries closed down, and the place slowly became quite poor. Crime rates also increased, which made it harder for everyone living there and trying to get on with their lives. It made me so sad, but I decided that we shouldn't allow our area to go into decline. I campaigned to increase police patrols on our streets. I sent letters to the town council every day, and I got thousands of people to sign petitions. I was delighted when the council agreed to increase police in the streets. I was even more delighted when crime rates started to fall. Criminals don't come to our neighbourhood now that the police are visible in the streets.
Speaker 3.
My neighbourhood had a lot of muggings. I don't remember anyone ever being seriously hurt, but most people were worried about walking the streets alone, especially in the dark. I thought that people would feel safer if it felt like daytime during the night as well. So, I sent a letter to the authorities suggesting that footpaths in residential areas should have more street lights on at night. I was astonished when I found out that the council decided it was a good idea, and they went ahead and improved the street lighting. Apparently, there was a lot of evidence from other towns to prove that my idea works. I don't know the statistics, but I know most of my neighbours feel less threatened in the streets at night now.
Speaker 4.
I am a security guard, and I've guarded businesses and warehouses for quite a few years. I like to think I've got a good idea of how to keep an area safe. However, I was shocked when I heard my next-door neighbour's house had been burgled. They stole all his valuables. But they also helped the neighbourhood realise the necessity of home security. Because of my profession, the neighbours kept asking me what they should do. I decided the best idea was for everyone to install burglar alarms in their homes. If everyone did that, then it would be too difficult for burglars to break into homes without being seen. Even though it was costly, everyone agreed. There hasn't been a single burglary since. I think the alarm systems really do scare potential burglars away.
Speaker 5.
We didn't have a big crime problem in our neighbourhood, but I thought it would be a good idea to try to make sure things stayed that way. At a council meeting, I suggested that we look at the design of town buildings and streets and find ways to make them difficult for criminals to break into. Lots of people had ideas at the meeting. Someone said that homes and businesses should set timers for lights to come on when people are away from home or the business is closed. Another person said we should get rid of spaces where criminals could hide. For instance, the space between a row of hedges and a wall could make a great hiding place and should be filled in with more bushes. In the same way, the dark area under a flight of stairs could hide a criminal unless it was lit up. There were so many ideas, and we've already started implementing them.